This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Welcome to our show. Really big show tonight. I've got a new commentary coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, one of the top 20 newspapers in the country. And it will be syndicated all over the United States on Sunday by Creator Syndicate. And I wanted to lead off the show by reading it to you. It's called Blexit Meets Jexit. Blexit Meets Jexit. I have a busy week coming up. Next Wednesday, I'm opening speaker at Freedom Fest at Paris Resort, an annual event that attracts over 2,500 freedom lovers from across the country. And then on Friday, I'm starring in the big debate of Freedom Fest about open borders, illegal immigration, and the Trump wall. And my debate partner is the famous Candace Owens. Now, every conservative in Vegas should make it a priority to be at that debate at 11 a.m. on Friday morning at Freedom Fest. Candace and I will make the greatest conservative wrestling tag team ever seen. And you can find tickets at freedomfest.com. And you can buy one-day event tickets for $195 at freedomfest.com. And in between Freedom Fest and hosting 3 hours a day of my national TV and radio shows, is another must-see event for every conservative in Vegas. On Thursday evening, I'm honored to be host, opening speaker, and master of ceremonies for an evening with Candace Owens, an intimate event at the ballroom at Emerald at Queensridge, which is in Summerlin area of Las Vegas. Here's your chance to get up close and personal with Candace Owens, one of the most special personalities of the conservative movement. You can find tickets at Eventbrite.com. Eventbrite.com, you just type in an evening with Candace Owens. Now, what's so special about Candace Owens? She is the brilliant, beautiful, youthful creator of Blexit, a movement dedicated to getting black Americans to exit the Democratic Party, hence the name Blexit. Black exit, Blexit. The Democratic Party is a party that has done nothing for African Americans except lower expectations and relegate them to poverty and government dependency. But the interesting twist of this Thursday evening event is that you have Wayne Allyn Root and Candace on the same stage together. I'm the guy who created Jexit, as in Jewish exit. I believe this is the moment for Jews to exit the Democratic Party. Democrats are led by Jew-hating, Israel-hating, America-hating radical socialists, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a.k.a. AOC, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib, among many others. The Democrat Party feels more at home among terrorist-supporting organizations like CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, and the Nation of Islam, than among patriotic Americans like you and me. But it's not just hate speech coming from prominent Democrats that should scare American Jews. It's the dead silence that is most alarming. In Nazi Germany, I'm sure only 20% of Germans actually participated in the enslavement and murder of my Jewish ancestors. But the other 80% let it happen. They said nothing. Today, prominent Democrats use hate speech versus Jews, root for the destruction of Israel, denigrate 9/11, and even sneer at Holocaust survivors. Sure, that's 20% of Democrats, but like Nazi Germany, the other 80% of the Democratic Party says nothing in response. But the battle of capitalism versus socialism should be even more important to my fellow Jews. How could any Jew support a Democrat Party that is openly radical socialist, bordering on communist? Why should Jews fear socialism? Because in the history of the world, Jews have never fared well in a socialist or communist country. Nazi Germany was led by Hitler's National Socialist German Workers' Party. How'd that work out for Jews? Do you think Jews fared any better in East Germany or the Soviet Union or Cuba or Venezuela? No matter the country, Jews are always the target in socialist and communist countries. Why? because Jews are educated, outspoken, and successful. Jews are always the business owners and professionals. All good socialists hate the people with wealth and success. They are jealous thugs. Socialists always persecute first the business owners, then the educated, and the outspoken. That's always the Jews, all three categories. Jews are business owners, they're educated, and they've got big mouths, they're outspoken. Any Jew thinks he'll be different this time is delusional. History not only repeats, it rhymes. It's clearly time for all Jews with common sense to break free from the Democratic Party plantation. Just like Candace Owens dreams of Blexit for blacks, I dream of a Jexit for Jews. It's my birthday next week. What a present for conservatives. The conservative dream team of war and Candace Owens on the attack against liberals across Vegas. It will be like an evangelical revival meeting for conservatives. I hope to see you there. My commentary, Blexit Meets Chexit, coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal and newspapers all over this great country. Let me repeat again. Opening speech on Wednesday afternoon at Freedom Fest. And then Friday morning at 11 a.m., the big debate, me and Candace Owens as the dream tag team defending the wall and fighting illegal immigration and the securing of the American border. And then on Thursday night, and you can get all of that. You can watch all of that. Just go to freedomfest.com and order your tickets for the whole event or for one night only, one day only, as an example, just the debate on Friday morning. And then you can get up close and personal with Candace Owens at the event, an evening with Candace Owens at the ballroom at Emerald at Queensridge in the Summerlin section of Las Vegas. You can find the tickets at eventbrite.com, eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E.com, and just type in an evening with Candace Owens. You'll see opening speaker and master of ceremonies, Wayne Allen Root. So we're in a war, man. We are in a war. Democrats have lost their minds. They're all communists. Any Jew that supports these people is out of their mind. Any black that supports these people is out of their mind. Because the Democratic Party is now the party of illegal immigrants. 100%. They own them. That's all they care about is illegals. They want them all to come in the country. They want them all to be decriminalized. It's not a crime to cross into our country illegally anymore. It won't be illegal. And they want to give everyone that comes, billions of people want to come, they'll give them all free health care. They'll give them all free school. They'll give them all free everything. Insanity. With whose money? Mine. You don't believe me? It's that bad, huh? How about Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot bans ICE from the police department database before the raids? She said the Windy City has made moves to bar ICE from assessing its police database amid reports of potential raids in more than 10 U.S. cities. They will not team up with ICE to detain any Chicago resident. We have also cut off ICE access from any CPD database, and that will remain permanent. Chicago is and always will be a welcoming city that will never tolerate ICE tearing our families apart. Do you want me to put that in a little different terms? Chicago is and was, and always will be, a lawless city that doesn't care about the laws or the Constitution of the United States, just like in the Al Capone days. The Constitution means nothing, and we will let criminals live among the good people and rape them and murder them, and never allow ICE to come get any of them, and deport them. How about Democrats giving illegal aliens tips on how to avoid arrest in ICE raids? Isn't that sedition? Isn't that treason? It's certainly criminal of some kind. It's a crime. And it wasn't just any Democrat. It wasn't just Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It was House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She told members of her caucus during a closed meeting Thursday to push the Know Your Rights campaign aimed to assist illegal aliens in avoiding arrest. Every person in America has rights. First of all, she's forgetting. They already went to court and lost, and liberal judges even declared, go get them and throw them out of the country. Those are the people we're going after right now. So they don't have rights. They've already used up their rights. What are you talking about? What rights? They were in a court of law. So ridiculous. So absolutely, positively ridiculous. You can't even believe this is the United States of America. Every person in America is right. She says these families are hardworking members of our communities, and this brutal action will terrorize children and tear families apart. How many families and how many children have been terrorized when their good American-born parents, including lots and lots of black Americans, were murdered by illegal aliens? Who cares about that? Certainly not the Democratic Party. The pamphlets, which a few different organizations are offering, come in both English and Spanish. One reads, if any government official identifying themselves as police, FBI, ICE, or CPB wishes to engage you in conversation, all persons, citizens and non-citizens, have the constitutional right to remain silent and request a lawyer. If you're accused of something that makes you deportable, you are placed in deportation proceedings. You have the right to a hearing with an immigration judge and the right to have an attorney present with you at the hearing, at any interview, and in any interview with the immigration agency. Squad members, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Representative Ilhan Omar, what did I tell you? My commentary, there it is exactly, have been tweeting out additional pointers for illegal aliens on Twitter. Ocasio-Cortez says ICE will launch raids across 10 major cities this Sunday. Check your neighbors. Know your rights. Can you imagine how sick these people are? What if ICE comes and they're waiting for them with guns and they kill an ICE agent? Isn't AOC guilty of being part of a conspiracy to kill an ICE agent? You're damn right she is. If people come knocking, she says, you do not have to open your door unless there's a signed judicial warrant. Ilhan Omar tweeted a similar call to action, providing the ACLU's guide for your rights and encouraging illegal aliens to read up on your rights and then share it with your friends and family. Omar claimed the raids will dehumanize immigrants and tear families apart. This will not make our nation any stronger. It will only traumatize children, destroy lives, make our children less safe. If you're an undocumented immigrant, which means illegal freaking criminal, many of you murderers and rapists and gangbangers, please know, I said that, not her, please know you're in my thoughts that we'll keep fighting to make our immigration system welcome. Welcome all who seek a better life. What a bunch of sickos. Arrest them all for sedition. Drag them out. Perp walk them. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated. Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
War now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Last time I could say that, I mean, I'll probably say it by mistake next week, but the name of the show is not War Now anymore. It's actually Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Raw and Unfiltered. It could have been Raw and Uncensored. I could have said that, too. Because I say whatever I want to say on this show. And there's really no one else in America who does that on the right, except for the President of the United States, Donald Trump. I say whatever the hell I want, and it really doesn't matter whether you're offended or not. I really don't care if a liberal's offended. I know conservatives aren't offended. I tell you what I think, react to all the biggest news stories of the day, and I do it without a filter and without being censored on both USA Radio and Newsmax TV. By the way, Cortez Masto is the United States Senator from Nevada. Catherine Cortez Masto. She reminds me of AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. How do you tell the difference? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Catherine Cortez Masto. I mean, these names, U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, CCM. Instead of AOC, we have CCM in Las Vegas, Nevada. But she held a Know Your Rights event at the Immigrant Home Foundation with local immigration attorneys and mental health professionals to share how Nevada immigrants can receive legal resources and support in the face of President Trump's attacks on immigrant families. They didn't attack and invade our country. We're attacking them. Can you imagine if someone attacked your home and invaded your home illegally, and then once they got there, they moved in and said, they're your responsibility for the rest of your life, and if you tried to kick them out, they'd say, you're attacking them. As part of this event, Senator Cortez Masto, otherwise known as CCM, also heard from families in Nevada how President Trump's recent deportation threats are impacting them and the Las Vegas Valley. I'm so sad. Has she ever heard from someone who was killed by a legal immigrant? Because it happens every day in Las Vegas. By the way, this is not racist. I'm just stating a fact. Have you ever watched Fox 5 News in Las Vegas? Every single crime in the entire city, when they show the picture on the screen, the name is an Hispanic name. They're from Mexico and they're illegals. Is that my fault? Whose fault is that? It's their fault. That's not racist to state the obvious. Every single crime, the person is almost always a very Hispanic name. What do you want from me? Does that mean that all Hispanics are bad? No! There are some wonderful Hispanics. I love legal Hispanics. I love every Hispanic I've ever met at every Republican event. But you know who those Hispanics are? They're legal, and they own the businesses in this town. You find me a legal Hispanic, I'll find you a business owner in a much higher percentage than any other race of people except for Jews. Right? Jews are always small business owners. But Hispanics have a lot of small business owners. I would say they're number two to the Jewish people. And so you find me a Republican Hispanic, I love them. So obviously I'm not racist. I don't care about the Hispanic part. I care about the Republican part. You know? But you find me somebody who's committed a crime and their mugshot's on TV and they have a Spanish name, I guess they're illegal 90% of the time and I'm always right. I go look at the newspaper the next day and they say, yeah, they're undocumented. Every single time. It's a crime wave in this country and no one seems to understand it's happening. What did I tell you about, I don't know, a month and a half ago? I haven't even written the commentary yet. It reminds me. Haven't written the commentary yet. I think it's something like 46% of all federal crimes are committed by illegals, but they only make up 7% of the population. 46% of the crime. They are an entire crime wave, illegal aliens of this country. Take them out. The country would be so much safer. It's unbelievable. And nobody can admit this. You can't admit the truth if you're a Democrat. And all you have to do is watch Fox 5 News any night of the week, 7 nights a week, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. They're the ones committing all the crimes. The prisons are filled with them, the Vegas prisons, filled with illegals. All right. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, and the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. This is war. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, and I am American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, and I'm not an ass-kisser. I back down to no liberal. This show comes to you from the flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET in Las Vegas, Nevada. Founded, owned, operated by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Gave me my shot in national syndication. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. They've got the naming rights. They paid for the naming rights. Thank you, Fordham. Fordham Resources, the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. It's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. You can own them. They're a stock. If you think they're doing a good job and they got a great CEO, he's been on the show, Mark Bruner. Last stock he had, 15 cents a share, went to $200 a share. Ticker symbol, FTMR, go to FordhamResources.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Get on the lines. 833-WAR-TALK. I'll take your calls when we get back. 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is the website. WayneRoot at gmail.com. And my Twitter, at Real Wayne Root.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
War
now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill funding the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is headed to the Senate after passage by the House. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said the Senate will take it up before the summer recess. House Republican from New York, Peter King, says the phrase "never forget" needs to mean something.
This involves the commitment of the United States to always stand with and be with those who put their lives in the line for the rest of us.
The Gulf Coast continues to brace for Tropical Storm Barry as it continues inland. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is urging people to be prepared for heavy rain and strong winds.
Our coast has already begun to experience some tropical storm force winds this morning. The track has moved slightly west with landfall currently expected still around the Morgan City area.
The storm is expected to make landfall late Friday night or early Saturday morning. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
WAR now. The Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
Hi, Wayne Allen Root, WAR now. We got a new event to promote here. It's called Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19. It's going on in Miami, Florida from October 10th to 12th. Sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Coming up October 10th to 12th. So about 3 months away. And they just bought a major advertising campaign here on USA Radio on the Wayne Allen Root Show. The headline speakers at Amp Fest 19, which is kind of a truck fest for 3 days, are Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. I love that guy. But it's more than a traditional political event or a Trump love fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Wow, what a weekend. To register for Amp Fest 19 with yours truly, Wayne Allen Root speaking, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. See you there. AmericanPriority.com. Buy your tickets. And I'll see you. I'll see you in Miami. All right. We've got our guest here, Daniel Weldon, former, I saw an article on this guy, I saw a story, I think at Fox News, if I remember correctly, and I called my producer and booker, Andrew Paul, my trusty booker, Andrew, and I said, you got to get this guy on the show. I'm a former football player, I'm a big Republican, and I just can't believe they would be dumb enough, these Antifa losers, or just plain old liberal people, they're filled with Trump rage, they hate Trump, they're filled with Trump derangement syndrome, but to attack a football player. He's a former University of Florida football player, 22 years old, 6'2", 230 pounds. He's chairman of the Florida Federation of College Republicans, and he dared to wear a MAGA hat out in public at the PETA pit, and they attacked him. So without further ado, Daniel Weldon. Hey, Dan, it's Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you for having me on.
All right. I was a safety and monster back in my day, and believe me, I'm not as big as you. I'm not 6'2", 230, but I can take care of myself, and I walk tall and I walk confident. Nobody's ever touched me. I can't believe anybody would dare to touch a guy who's 22 years old, 6'2", 230 pounds. Are these people crazy?
I mean, I think that's the irony behind the whole thing and why it's just been so funny and why the story's gotten so much attention, because it is so... It's almost unbelievable that someone would do something like that.
Well, so tell us how it all happened. Were you out with your girlfriend and you went to this restaurant? Tell us exactly what the surrounding story was.
No, so it was the 4th of July, and me and one of my good friends, we wanted to celebrate the night.
So another guy or a gal?
I was another guy.
Was he a football player, too? Is he a huge guy, too?
Yeah. No, he's one of my poli-sci friends.
Okay, so. Got it, okay.
Yeah, I like to hang out with a lot of, political science guys. So we went out, had a really good time. And we went to other college bars, and we ended up splitting ways. He went to go meet up with somebody that he's been talking to recently. And so, night was over with, and so I wanted to go get some food. And he goes to the restaurant underneath the bar. And I walk in, starting to head towards the restroom, and I'm almost there, and I get surrounded by this group of liberals. And they're yelling at me. They're saying stuff about my hat and how Trump is racist, sexist, Republicans and all that.
How many of them are women? How many of them are men?
So it was about 4 women and 3 or 4 dudes.
And did you feel at that moment like someone was going to punch you or scratch you, claw you? Did you fear for an injury at that moment?
No, I mean, when it first started, I thought it was kind of comical at first because, I'm going to be honest, I wear my Trump hat. But I don't wear it all the time, especially when I go out to bars. It was the 4th of July. It's America's birthday. I wanted to support the President of the United States. So I thought it was funny. I've been doing politics for about 4 years. And so the fact that I was, being yelled at by liberals in a bar was almost comical at first. But then it started getting personal. They were making personal attacks at me. And that's when one of them decided that, they had enough. And one of the girls decided she went for my hat. And I started getting pushed and hit by the rest of the girls in that group. And then one of them at the very end took the pin off my shirt, ripped it off, and threw it on the floor. And the guys, even though they were a part of all the yelling, they ended up escorting them out. And so, kind of gathering myself, went to the restroom. That was like one of my original plans.
Well, let me just tell that. I just want to ID exactly what happened. Let me make sure I got it right. So, first of all, that to me, that's assault. You know, even though they didn't hurt you, if you touch somebody, if you touch their hat, pull their hat off, if you grab their pin, that's assault. And it was the women that were doing the assaulting. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And I mean, I filed a police report because, you know, I'm a big guy. I can take a few hits. I mean, a lot of people, you know, bring me down. But at the end of the day, it's about the principle of what happens the next time. That maybe this person that gets hit because, you know, they're never told that they can't do these things is a small girl or maybe somebody else who can't, you know, take a hit quite like I can. And that's why I ultimately filed a police report.
And what came of the police report? Because my understanding is nobody was arrested.
So I didn't file a police report that night. I filed a police report 2 nights ago because, you know, I had spoken to a police officer after the event, and he told me, you know, that unfortunately, there was not really much that could be done, in that this was, you know, not the first time that this had happened, which was kind of shocking, obviously. But when a police officer tells you, you know, there's not really much that can be done, what do? You go home. So I tweeted about it, and my story picked up a lot of attention. And after talking with some friends and, you know, kind of, and family, and kind of getting that whole experience of, like, you know, finding out from girls, especially who were like, you know, what happens if I was in that situation? I could have gotten seriously hurt. And so that's when I ended up filing a police report about a day and a half later.
Right, but nothing's happened. Nobody's been arrested, correct?
Not yet. They're still doing the investigation, so a lot could happen. Still waiting on some things. It's not been too long. And so, unfortunately, Gainesville Police Department, they're really great over there. They've been very nice throughout the whole process. But our city is extremely liberal. As is, they don't pay the police officers there very much, and they're extremely understaffed. So I don't really fault them so much. I think, unfortunately, when I talk with a police officer, I think the problem is Republicans are just too often afraid to report these crimes. Because I've seen it happen to people on my campus and throughout the state as chairman of Florida Federation of College Republicans. And it really, it's a larger problem than you think. And unfortunately, we aren't reporting these crimes.
The real problem, I think, is the statement you made a minute ago. You said something about the fact that you're in, what city did you say, Jacksonville is the city you're in?
Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah, you said Gainesville is a liberal city, and I'm laughing, and I'm going, what city isn't a liberal city? Yet Trump won the election. So every city is controlled by Democrats in the entire United States, almost every even slightly major city. And then all the little ones Republican, and all the suburbs Republican, and all the rurals Republican. But every city is like Democrat Central. It's unbelievable, right? Because Gainesville, you know, it's a college town. That's the real issue, right? That's the problem.
Absolutely. That is the real problem. I mean, we have a Democratic mayor who one time called white people gringos because we didn't want to support this kind of ID that would help illegal immigrants vote.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same thing everywhere. Look, if you look at the news, we're talking to Daniel Weldon, former University of Florida football player, chairman of the Florida Federation of College Republicans. By the way, what position did you play, Florida?
I played linebacker.
Were you a starter or a backup?
I was not a starter. I walked on. It always been my dream to play for the Gators, and I was able to make the team, and I lived out my dream playing football for the Gators. So
yeah, great old American story. Nothing wrong with that. You know, my buddy is Rudy Rudinger. You know who that is?
Oh, well, yeah.
The movie Rudy, right? He walks on to the Notre Dame football team, and he fought 4 years to get on the team. When he finally got on, they put him in at the end of a game, and he got a sack. And they made it into a movie that became one of the biggest hits ever. And so Rudy got a, you know, great career out of that. He gave motivational speeches all over the world based on that one sack. Kind of an amazing story. So did you ever get a sack, Dan?
I didn't end up getting a sack, but I did make a tackle during my time. Unfortunately, my career got cut off a little short. I tore my ACL in December, and I'm not going to play my last season because of it, so might have been able to do a little bit more, but it happened.
I know. Well, that's the negative of football. I played it, man. The minute you get hurt, it's kind of over. So I get it. Look, you're a good guy. You're the chairman of the Florida Federation of College Republicans. We appreciate everything you do. It took a lot of guts to walk out with a MAGA hat, which is a sad thing to say, right? But it does. It does. I tell all my friends, don't walk out with a MAGA hat, because all it takes, it could be 50 people that give you a thumbs up. But if one person decides to hit you in the face with a baseball bat or a beer bottle, then guess what? It wasn't worth it. You don't need, you know, to lose all your teeth or to have your eye taken out. So it's not worth it to wear a MAGA hat, in my opinion. Too much trouble. But it is worth it if, you know, if 50 of us get together and walk down the street. Now, that would be fun. You know, everybody in MAGA hats and MAGA sweaters or MAGA jackets, and we all walk into a restaurant, all walk in together in a movie theater. Screw them. That's what I would do. No one can attack you then. But if you're by yourself, it's you're living proof. Even if you're 6'2", 230, you're living proof that a bunch of nutty women will try and take your head off. But, you know, let them wear one of those pink vagina hats. Nobody tries to rip them off their heads, right?
Now, I mean, it's extremely unfortunate. I mean, again, I actually disagree. I think we need to not be afraid, because the thing is, the left wants us to feel like we can't wear our hats out in public. We can't support the president by ourselves, and that's the problem.
No, it is a problem, but I'm just saying, Dan, you're young. You're 22. Okay, I'll be 58 next Saturday. And so I'm just more realistic about life. I want to wear the hat, but I don't want to lose my teeth, and I make a living on national TV. I don't want someone to carve my face up. I don't want someone to use a beer bottle on my back of my head and have my scalp ripped off. You know, I don't want to wear a bumper sticker on my car, and then the car gets keyed or the tires stabbed. I don't want to put a sign in front of my house, and a brick gets thrown through my window and hurts my kids. See what I mean? I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I want to do all those things, but I know what could happen. I understand, because I've been in enough fights in my life. I understand what it could lead to. So you got to be careful. Be careful out there, Dan. I'm telling you, this time was a bunch of liberal women. Next time, you know, who knows who could be? I've got someone with a switchblade. Daniel Weldon, thanks for all you do, man. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. I said it again, War Now. It's not War Now. It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Come on, Wayne, get with it. I've been saying War Now for 3.5 years. Can you imagine? That's 36-6, 42 months in a row of saying War Now. Matter of fact, let me do a little math on my calculator here. 42 months times 4 weeks, 168 weeks in a row of saying War Now. 168 times 5 is 840 days in a row of saying War Now. So it's kind of hard to break an old habit, but in any case, I'm still War. I am Wayne Allen Root, and the show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, to represent what I do every day. Something no one else has ever done, other than maybe Morton Downey Jr. and Jerry Springer, which is say whatever I want on national TV and national radio without filtering or censorship. The sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, is VRAinsider.com. Memorize those three little letters, VRA, VRA, VRA. Kip Herridge runs VRA, great friend of mine for almost 20 years. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, I believe. I've known Kip for those 20 years. I've followed his newsletter for 15 of those 20 years, and I'm a witness to his remarkable success at picking stock winners. Since the day he started the stock newsletter, he's beaten Wall Street 15 out of 16 years, and he didn't beat him by a little bit. He beat him like a drum. He destroyed Wall Street in most of those years. Here's the big news. Let me also tell you about this year. In the first 6 months of this year, the VRA portfolio is up 27%. How would you like to make 27% profit in a half of a year? That's the first half of 2019. And just as a comparison, Kip and his newsletter, VRA, are up 59% outperformance over the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So great job. Again, looks like he's on his way to 16 out of 17 years, beating the pants off of Wall Street. And only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip's offering a free two-week membership. Go there now. Your risk is zero. VRAinsider.com. That's your free two-week membership. VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. So breaking news. I reported on this show about a week ago, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, I don't know, somewhere in that area, that the acting DHS secretary is Kevin McAleen. McAleen. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, but it looks to me like McAleenan. Maybe it's McAleenan. Kevin McAleen or McAleenan. He's under federal investigation. I reported on this show that he leaked when the ICE raids were coming to protect illegals. And he's a bad guy, if that's the case. I don't know if he did it. But I said, if he did it, he's a bad guy. Well, acting DHS secretary is under federal investigation for leaking the details of the ICE raids in June. So it was probably a good 2 weeks ago. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan is at the center of a federal investigation into the leak of confidential government information in late June that forced Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to call off their nationwide operation, three senior administration officials told the Washington Examiner. Following the publishing of sensitive leaked law enforcement information in June, then Acting ICE Director Mark Morgan's team followed department protocol and reported the incident to the ICE Joint Intake Center so they could investigate. JIC is an agency office that handles internal investigations of personal misconduct, sexual abuse, staff neglect, or violations of responsibilities that may have contributed to such incidents. There's an ongoing investigation. Make no mistake about it, this is huge. It's huge. Now, it's not criminal. DC Examiner makes one point. It's not criminal. The investigation is centered around the leader of the department's 240,000 employees for possible involvement in the leak. ICE did not immediately respond to a request for comment. It's not clear if the GIC has referred the matter to the DHS Office of Inspector General. But any investigation into the malicious, unauthorized disclosure of the operations is completely justified. Any casual observer would logically deduce that McAleenan's dodgy response and coy behavior warrant additional scrutiny, a second official said. A third official said the department's decision to pursue the investigation of the acting secretary itself was very troubling. It's worrisome that it took days for the acting secretary to acknowledge and then deny the accusations, and it's telling he didn't call for the investigation in the first place. More than anything, it's unfortunate that people are even having this discussion at all. Well, all I can tell you is it should be a criminal investigation. Why isn't it? I assume they're going to tell me it's just about whether he gets fired or not. No, it should be a criminal investigation. If you leak things in the United States, you should go to prison. So here's another story. I told you, we're at war. GOP Representative Gooden of Texas, Republican of Texas, accuses Speaker Pelosi of sedition after telling illegal aliens how to avoid ICE. Just what I told you. This happened on Friday. Congressman Lance Gooden of Texas said Speaker Pelosi is guilty of sedition. Suggesting that people break the law in this country is sedition. And I think we're going down a very difficult path that we and I say we to represent Nancy and the gang that we cannot turn back on. Gooden then accused Representative Escobar of allegedly instructing her staff to cross the border to Mexico and encouraging illegals to break the law. Right. There's another one that should go to prison. No, just like that judge in Massachusetts who sent the illegal out the back door of her courthouse because ICE was waiting in the front door to deport him. And you notice she's being prosecuted now. She's no longer a judge. She's suspended. And if she's found guilty, she'll go to jail. These people need to go to jail for sedition. And how about this one? Trump actually went there. What do I talk about on this show? Ilhan Omar. Okay, I don't know for a fact. I never say I know. I say that there are many reports out there that she married her brother. She had a fake marriage. She should be kicked out of the United States. A U.S. congresswoman should be deported if it's proven and she's found guilty. Trump talks about Ilhan Omar's shady marriage. When we get back, only Wayne Root and Donald Trump. See? We're on Unfiltered.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.